Thanks, Paul. We are speaking this morning with U.S. Congressman Brett Guthrie, representing Kentucky's 2nd Congressional District, which does include Breckenridge and surrounding counties. Congressman Guthrie, as always, thanks for the time, as I guess you're going around the district here during the break to come in and talk with us this morning here on the river.
Thanks. It's great to be here. You got a lot of great things happening here in Breckenridge County. Just toured Atlas Machine, and it is a great addition to the county.
Appreciate the kind words there. I guess hear a lot of talk these days about impeachment, I guess. Where do we stand in this process? We don't have an impeachment per se. I guess we have an impeachment inquiry. Tell us the difference between that than versus an outright procedure.
Well, let me talk about the procedure because it's important. And people say, well, you're trying to, all the Republicans want to do is talk about process when the Democrats want to talk about what the president did or didn't do. But the process is important. It's like if you're accused of something, the process about how that evidence comes out is extremely important. That's guaranteed by the Constitution. Understand impeachment is not a criminal activity. It's a different, it's really the rules of the House of Representatives, but it needs to be fair. And so this is the issue that I've had. We've had impeachment 3 times in the history. We have 2 actual votes on impeachment, Andrew Johnson in 1868 and Bill Clinton in 1998. And then Richard Nixon resigned, but he was on the path to impeachment. So if you look at just the examples of it, so Andrew Johnson, the Republicans in Congress, because Andrew Johnson was a Democrat on a unity ticket with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln gets assassinated. They're afraid he's going to go back and turn the South, Reconstruction. So they're just ready to get rid of him for any reason. Andrew Johnson was absolutely wrong and should have gotten rid of. But the question was it impeachable to do that? Andrew Johnson, so they looked for a reason. They found a reason. They saw, aha, we got him, high crimes and misdemeanors. And that was the thing. With Bill Clinton, it was, you know, a little different. Bill Clinton did commit a crime. There's no question that he committed a crime. The question you get to with Richard Nixon was clear, was in the history of judge, and I think the American people at the time says, oh, he did that. We admit he did it, but it wasn't an impeachable offense. You overturn an election over that. So that's what the Democrats have to ask themselves. And so if you've noticed, I get back to the Andrew Johnson, they have been sitting around waiting to impeach him. If you go back and look, a lot of cable television that does this for a living have shown a lot of clips from almost day one of, will Donald Trump be impeached? Is this impeachable? You have Adam Schiff, who's leading the investigation for the Democrats, who has said that he has more than circumstantial evidence that the president colluded with the Russians. Turned out that's not to be true. Then they said, well, we're going to get the president for obstruction of justice. That turned out to not have any legs. And so now he has the phone call that they announced the impeachment inquiry before they knew the contents of the phone call. The real contents, we know behind the scenes, they got knowledge from the whistleblower what the whistleblower said the phone call contained. He or she had secondhand knowledge. Turned out it wasn't accurate. And so when the president released his phone call, Congress says, here's money for the Ukraine, for the Ukraine to buy military equipment, the Javelins particularly. And it does say, my understanding in the appropriations bill, that the president has to ensure that they are making progress on corruption. So Congress wanted corruption addressed in the Ukraine. So the president addresses corruption. He says, oh, by the way, can you do me a favor? Joe Biden and his son Hunter and corruption. Well, I've had people say, well, is the president using a foreign leader to dig up dirt on his opponent? You know, he asked him to investigate corruption. Mm-hmm. And the question is, Hunter Biden did have a job with a firm run by a Ukrainian oligarch paying him over $50,000 a month. You know, there's some credit. And then Joe Biden was on TV saying, let's get a prosecutor removed. And people say, well, the prosecutor wasn't investigating, it's muddled. But it's all mud. It's not clear. And if you're going to go down the path of impeachment, this is what I say, you have to have clear and convincing evidence. I think where most of the country says that is worthy of removal. That happened with Richard Nixon. I think the formal impeachment inquiry passed with like over 400 votes. There's 435 of us. I think it was like 420-something to 3 or something like that. That was overwhelming that we needed to go forward on this. It's nowhere near that now. So I always ask this. So president, they said, we're going to do a formal inquiry. The president released the transcript of his phone call, which the impeachment's over. Adam Schiff said, well, it's not what the president said. It's what he didn't say. So if you're going to impeach a president by trying to infer his intentions when he talked, and then Adam Schiff gets on national television and creates a dialogue that was not accurate, was not true, where he saw what the conversation should have been, how it should have been recorded, but it wasn't recorded that way. He actually made it up. And so you look at the process. We get to the process. So if you're accused of something, you want to present evidence. So the Democrats have not voted to do a formal impeachment inquiry. So what that means is that the minority, which is the Republicans, so people say, what's to stop Nancy Pelosi? 218 members of Congress can stop Nancy Pelosi from doing anything. There's only 200 Republicans. Elections have consequences, and so they're going to have to stop themselves, and hopefully they will, because they go down the path of impeachment. The next day, the phone call comes out. It doesn't as nearly as bad as they make it sound, but they're already going down this path. They say, we're going to have Adam Schiff, the head of the Intelligence Committee. Now, almost all impeachments are in the Judiciary Committee. I know Clinton's and Nixon's both were Judiciary Committee. Why do they choose the Intel Committee? Well, they get to have meetings in secret. In House rules, they can meet in secret. They can meet in private. And so what we know has already happened, because I know people who've been in the meetings, is that they have selectively leaked information that's beneficial to the Democrat side. Because people, you've seen them on TV, so it's not a secret, because they've said this on TV. If you were sitting in the room listening, you would realize that is not representative of what happened in that room. You can take anything out. So the point is, and by not voting, the Republicans can't call witnesses, and the president doesn't get to have counsel, which Bill Clinton did, had those rights, and Richard Nixon had those rights. And so Republicans were under control under Bill Clinton and afforded the minority all the rights because, one, there wasn't really a question whether or not Bill Clinton violated the law. That was clear. The question was, should he be impeached? So that's where we are. And if you're going to go down this path, why use a process that's out of public view where the president can't defend himself if they really think they have enough to impeach the president?
I'm going to go back to a quote you said here just a moment ago that about the American public, and I guess you as well as a member who will have to vote on this, clear and convincing evidence. We're still early in this process. Based on what we've seen thus far, what the White House has released in terms of the transcripts, what Schiff has released in terms of his material, has a case in Brett Guthrie's mind been made that clear and convincing evidence has been made?
No. Should the president have mentioned Joe Biden? It'd be cleaner if he didn't when he was trying to deal with corruption. Is there a question about why Hunter Biden, as the vice president's son, was getting paid $50,000 a month when he had no experience in gas and energy? In a country we know that's corrupt, we should investigate that, but the president probably shouldn't have mentioned it. But is the fact that he says we're dealing with corruption, and by the way, would you look into Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, not trying to go dig out his stuff that we don't know exists, try to look into this specific case. Is that an impeachable offense? I absolutely don't think that it is.
I've got a feeling we're going to be talking about this the next time you visit Breckinridge County, be it the Christmas recess, the spring recess.
Well, that's the sad August thing recess. Is that it blocks Congress from getting things done. And Nancy Pelosi has said, and hopefully today I spoke to a trade group. I thought the U.S. MCA, the new NAFTA that President Trump negotiated, probably wasn't going to get a vote. I said that this morning. I said the only way that's ever going to get a vote if Nancy Pelosi has to prove to the American people, for her vulnerable members, that they can govern and impeach at the same time. And that would be the one thing that I think she could do to try to move it forward. And that would benefit the country because they'd actually vote for a bill that she doesn't want to vote on. That would benefit the country and benefit President Trump because he would be successful in that negotiation. But, you know, what happens is, one, is that it's a trial. So we got to do trials of impeachment. When they actually finally vote and say we're going to have witnesses, this could take months. You know, if they say we're going to subpoena personal conversations that President Trump says, no, these are privileged. You have the right not to incriminate yourself in the Fifth Amendment. These are privileged between me and someone else. You could do whatever you want to do. I'm not saying he's ever invoked that. But you could always go, then it's going to go to court. You're going to have to court decisions. So this is going to take months. And then it goes to the Senate. And then it really is a trial where the Chief Justice has to sit in trial. And the Senate is called de novo. So somebody explain this to me. I'm not a lawyer. But the Senate doesn't take all the House's evidence and then vote. The Senate has to create its own. So the Senate will do an investigation. The Senate will have evidence. The people will try before the Senate. Evidence is produced by the Senate and for the Senate, not necessarily what comes from the House. They can use that to build a case, but the case has to be built on what's brought before the Senate. That can take months. So essentially, I think this shuts down Washington to get other than just the basic things done. And I've personally been working on drug pricing. We're paying too high for drugs. I don't think we're ever going to be able to negotiate a bill with the Senate and the White House with everybody tied up to fix the drug pricing issue. It's a shame. Working on e-cigarettes, trying to deal with that issue. The matter of fact, the very day that they were having these hearings with Adam Schiff, the Energy and Commerce Committee, from which I'm a member, and the House Education and Labor Committee, from which I'm a member, were having very important talks on e-cigarettes and the damage that it's doing to young people. We're having talks on drug pricing, how we can bring prices down, particularly for seniors, and how we can change the labor laws in this country, or not change them, to make it an advantage for the workers and for the people who employ our workers. And that got no oxygen because the Democrats decided to go down the path of impeachment.
Second District Congressman Brett Guthrie, is there anything positive we can say at this point after 10 minutes? And again, as you said, impeachment is literally going to suck the oxygen out of the room, congressional halls, D.C., for the next 15 months, essentially. This will probably be a process that, looking at it, will drag through the election. Is there anything positive you can give the voters at this point?
You know, I wish that it was the case. The positive thing would, for Nancy Pelosi, which is just not going to happen. I don't think she could politically pull this off. It's hard to say that. I know a lot of people listening here, and it is true that Nancy Pelosi, for at least for Republicans politically, for the last decade, has been the liberal San Francisco politician that we always bring up. You want to have a liberal leader from San Francisco. She's become the moderate in the modern day Democratic Party, which is just almost amazing. So she's got pressure from her left, led by the four people that the public calls the squad, four colleagues of mine. I treat them with respect as Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman Omar, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. They are kind of driving it from the progressive side. And so what Speaker Pelosi's, I don't think she politically can do and survive for her speakership, but what I think she should do for the country is say, look, we got ahead of ourselves. We went down a path before we had all the evidence. It's time for us to draw back and let's govern the country. But she's not going to do that. And they're going to have a vote, because if they don't vote to impeach, or have a vote to him, not just a vote to go forward, which we want them to do, but if they don't have a vote to impeach, then they're going to have to stop and say to their left wing, to everybody that listens to MSNBC every night, and all those people that fund their campaigns and all the money, say, I'm sorry, we've looked into this, and we don't think President Trump is guilty. And I don't think that they can survive politically by doing that. And it's the wrong thing to do, but I think if they're just looking at pure politics, they can't survive their left wing base. Because the Democratic Party in Washington, D.C. and the country has become very so far to the left.
I'm going to play McLaughlin Group exit question for you here. Give you three questions here, as he would do. Scale of 1 to 10. 1 being little to no chance, 10 a dead certainty. And, of course, we can sit here and talk about it right now because there's so many cards to be turned in this process. But based on where we're sitting right now at approximately 6:45 on a Wednesday morning in October, question one, chances for impeachment, 1 to 10, that the House will, when this is all said and done, will
vote to impeach Clinton. Should they vote to impeach? 0. Will they vote to impeach? I think it's highly likely. So 7?
Okay.
Because I don't think they can back off now.
Scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no, 10 being absolute certainty. Chances the Senate will vote to convict President Clinton, based on the evidence we're seeing right now.
So, yes, President Trump will not leave his office if the Senate does not convict with 2/3. So it takes 20 Republicans to vote. Based on the evidence we see today, I think that's 1-0, almost 0 chance.
On that note, we'll have to call a halt to the proceedings here, but I'm sure we'll be talking about this in the months and weeks ahead. Second District Congressman Brett Guthrie, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to stop by and talk with us about this impeachment process and the rest of the activities going on in Washington.
Thanks for having me in Hardinsburg. It's always great to be in Breckinridge County.
Folks, if you missed any portion of this interview and would like to hear it back, you can visit the podcast section of our website, WXPC1043.com.